Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. On Wednesday, I caught up with the director of NDON, Daryl Richeson, who's also been a meteorologist in our area for many, many, many years. And we wanted to talk about the fall a little bit. A lot of growers are concerned about the corn and soybean crops getting to maturity. And one of the factors of concern is the first killing frost of the season. I talked to Daryl and got his thoughts about the weather for this fall.
I know a lot of farmers are talking about heat units and wanting to try and get some warmth. And basically, the big concern is trying not to get that first frost. So maybe that's big question number one. Do you see a frost coming in September?
You know, the end of the month is when our average is. You know, to me, in the short term, you know, the next couple, 3 weeks, there's probably going to be a morning. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a morning next week, but we almost always have those mornings. And really, nothing looks all that suspicious to me. You know, I will say that there's things in our favor. Number one, is, yeah, we're going to warm up and then cool down again next week. But a lot of that's associated with clouds. And it will bring us more rain that really very few spots, if anyone really wants. But wet soils release that energy back into the air on these cool mornings. So really what you do is you will take a 34 and turn it into a 38 or 39 because the soils are wet across most of the region. So, you know, that's really a good positive to me. This morning, Wednesday, lows up in northeastern North Dakota, northwestern Minnesota were 35 to 40. It was a pretty chilly air mass, but I think the wet soils is what in turn, and even in those areas, and they've been drier than some, but they had some recent rains, you know, helped those areas very likely, you know, stay perhaps a little bit warmer than their potential, you know. So that's really the big positive going forward. Is, you know, the wet lately hasn't been doing anybody a lot of favors in most spots, but, you know, the net positive is it will, I think, help us evade a frost. But, you know, having said that, you know, the reality is it only takes one morning, but there's a lot of promising signs that we'll get to at least average this year.
One of the other questions, I guess, would be, are we going to get rid of this wet pattern that we seem to be getting into? It's not like it's raining every day, but it looks like over the next week or so, there's still more possibility of rain, which we don't need at harvest time.
No, you know, it's better if it's going to come, you know, it's better than in September when you have some drying potential than in October. But I really think we're at least, I think, 10 days away from any change. So there's going to be some additional threats of rainfall probably through at least, I think, the 12th, 13th, 14th of the month. So really, the beginning of September, I think, is going to be frustrating. I think the second half of September will be much more promising than the first half.
This has been kind of an unusual summer, to say the least, but August, I always think of that as hot and dry, and it almost felt like May weather. It was just cooler, and, you know, we had a fair portion of rain. Did we come close to any records or, like, far below averages?
Most of the area was 2 to 4 degrees below. I mean, it's really statistically nothing out of the ordinary. And the thing is, people tend to remember months how it ends, not how it begins. You know, the first half of August was generally warm. It was average, a smidge above in some spots, without a lot of rain. No doubt the last 2 weeks was not what we wanted. But, you know, taken as a whole, yeah, it'll finish below average. But we've had worse Augusts in the last 15, 20 years. There's a number of them that were just as bad or even worse. And so some of that just comes down to short-term memories dealing with how bad it was. But again, you know, you tend to remember months how they end, not how they oftentimes begin.
Again, that was the director of NDON, Daryl Richeson. This is Inside Agriculture.